Hey, podcast. Hey, big show today. We're going to make it quick because, Em, you're off to the Opera House.
I am going to do that.
Can't wait. Ed drinks breast milk, everybody.
Oh, my God. That was peppered throughout the show. I mean, that is the real highlight and headline takeaway from today. And that just dropped it so casually. Remember back at 6 o'clock where he was
Chezzy, please step forward. Grab a microphone.
No, Chezzy, come here into the mic here.
Yep. There we go. Chezzy Denya. Grant's lovely wife is in studio with us today. Hi, Chez.
Hello.
You said off air that you thought it was odd that Grant never even asked to try your breast milk.
That's correct. Yeah, I do think that I may have given him a little bit, actually.
You shot it in my face once when we were travelling.
Oh, yeah. That was accidental.
That's amazing.
And you got the person in the seat in front of us on the plane.
Also accidental.
But we found out you weren't just like having it as a curiosity. You're having it every day as a necessity, like a flat white.
It's medicinal.
Apparently.
It's medicinal, mate. My son likes it. Yeah. Look at him. He's growing like crazy.
You don't need to grow.
He's a
baby. You are 23 feet tall.
And her husband.
Okay. So have a lovely podcast.
Ursula Carlson's in.
Oh, yeah.
She backed us up too. She's amazing.
Yeah, I was disappointed with her.
I was not surprised.
Okay. Have a nice podcast and best of luck. It's going to be great.
Thank you.
Go kill.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
2 minutes past six, top of the morning. Guys.
Morning.
Hello, you. I just want to see how you're doing.
I am a little bit anxious. I'll be real.
That's cool.
Like I'm on the verge of tears. That's fine. Aww. That's nothing new.
Excitement tears?
Yeah, I would be excited if I could breathe properly. I'm just worried I'm going to get up on stage tonight and not be able to sing. That's my main concern at the moment.
You've been on stage before. Surely there is the moment where you walk out on stage and people start clapping where you find next level you.
Yeah, I'm just hoping can get through this bronchial situation. So that's all.
Yeah.
Be fine, guys. I am on edge. Everyone's copped it today already. Get ready for more.
Well,
yes, Ed. What do you have to say, Ed?
I've got some good news.
What have you got?
The good news is that we've got to give away a double for this show today.
Oh, amazing.
Remember that. We've got the double to your, it's completely sold out, Evil Queen tonight at the Opera House.
Oh, my gosh. This is the Opera House.
It's the Opera House.
Did you forget that little bit of detail?
I just can't believe it. It's crazy.
It's cool, man. It's what it is.
This kid.
It's cool.
Also today, Ask Me Anything. Amazing story of a young surfer who lost the use of his legs and arms and breathing and fought back. And not only now has surfing medals, is married. Beautiful, beautiful Ask Me Anything today. Andrew Denton. Andrew Denton's joining us. He's back. He's got a show called Interview.
Mm-hmm.
We can all guess what it's about.
Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous because I think there's a little piece of Andrew Denton in every TV presenter out there.
Absolutely.
Don't you reckon?
He's a hero. Number one for me in terms of Australian presenters. I love him.
I agree.
So do you?
I don't know how to greet him when he comes in. Do I curtsy?
Are you taller than him?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a win for you. Well done.
Well played,
mate. Are you taller than Daryl Summers?
I reckon we're about the same height. Okay. I know that Rove's been lying about his height his entire career.
Wow.
He say he's got 10 centimetres on me, but we're eye for eye. And I will take him in a fight if need be.
Okay, you heard it here first. Don't know if it'll happen on this network, but we could have a crack.
That is a wonderful idea.
He'd have to sit on Larry Emden's shoulders to punch
wrestling?
Me in the face.
Oh, my God. What a start.
I love
start.
This. A this TV presenter's cage fight. And then the one that Lee comes out at the end gets to host whatever show is on.
Great idea.
Good idea.
Yes.
Like a Thunderdome.
We'll take you all down, though. I'll tell you right now.
Vegans are angry, man.
Vegans are hungry and angry.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Well, it's about schoolyard games. Mm. They're saying primary school, but they sort of drift into high school as well.
The games? Did you play games in high school?
I reckon in year 7.
Down ball?
This is where regional differences become.
By down ball, do you mean handball?
The one where you stand in a four square.
Yeah,
I called that handball, so and we had, at Vaucluse High, we had a whole five or six courts that were painted onto the ground.
Well, it got banned at our school, obviously, as all things do. You know, all fun things get banned because kids take it too far.
Yeah.
So it got banned at our school because people weren't getting picked. There was a lot of arguments over line calls.
Oh, definitely.
Whether things were in or out. Like, it got really hectic.
It's King, Queen, Jack.
Jack, Dunce.
Dunce.
Dunce. And yeah, then hectic. Millions of reserves. And Daniel?
What did I like? What about a bit of old-fashioned duck, duck, goose when you're in primary school?
Nah.
I love that because it sort of included the whole class and then you had to sprint around the outside and sometimes the circle was often too tight for most people.
Okay.
And you ended up like having your feet slip from underneath you.
Oh, right.
And you tumble roll
you went to
while
a
everyone's
school.
Laughing at you.
We were wetting tennis balls and piffing at each other's heads.
Well, that's violent.
That was like pretty much.
That's brandy.
Brandy.
When the ball was wet, it had a different name. I can't remember what it was.
British Bulldog?
Yes.
Now, that's called something even school
Red
to
Rover.
School. Yeah. It was just called Bull Rush at my school. Bull Rush. Didn't have a Bull Rush? Double
no.
Bay Prime
no.
Bull Rush?
No.
Okay.
We had murder in the tunnel.
Oh, hey, yeah. What's that?
There was a stinky tunnel down by the end of the adventure playground, and that's not a euphemism. And it was really dark. It was so dark. So you'd go in there. It was so terrifying. And where you jump around your eyes and you'd stumble around.
Oh, God.
And that was the extent of the game.
That's fun.
So like a school version of Murder in the Dark.
Murder in the Tunnel. Yeah.
Murder in the Tunnel.
Yeah.
That's good.
Kiss Chasey. Haven't anyone do a bit of Kiss Chasey?
Yeah, now this is the other one. So called Kiss Chasey, Catch and Kiss. Same game.
Catch and release.
Sexual harassment.
That's fishing.
Yeah. No, we didn't do that one.
What about doctors and nurses?
At school.
Where did you go to school, mate?
At school.
Where did you even go?
I think I had a lot of sexually advanced people in my neighbourhood just quietly.
So.
Wait a second. At school you played doctors and nurses?
Oh, I don't think we knew what it was at that particular
point. I think
in our neighbourhood we did though, but not at school.
Okay.
Okay. I remember a girl who was a little bit older than me laying me down and said, I'm going to be the nurse.
Okay.
Beautiful. Here we go. I
was like, Yours was the only school where kids put their keys in the bowl when they got there. Just see what happens at recess. Okay. Well, apart from Grant's sort of eyes wide shut style, has anyone had a nice game? 13-10-60.
What the hell, man? Where did you go to primary school? Name it.
It's hot.
Part of it was in the Central Coast in Gosford. Part of it was in Melbourne in a place called Hallam.
It's on Gosford.
It was Avoca Beach and then to Hallam.
Okay,
it's all happening at Avoca.
Yeah, those coastal kids, woo.
Yeah, they're ready.
Apparently
okay.
So, they're all doctors now.
13-10-60, what is the superior school/young person's game? School game. It's a game you played at school and by extension, weird Grant games that happened in the neighbourhood. 13-10-60.
Yeah.
We're doing this.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Okay, superior schoolyard game. Huge list came out yesterday, but let's go. You just called something hierarchy or something?
Hierarchy. I think you guys would have called it 44 home.
Yeah, that's it.
But for some reason, I don't know why, where I went to Dormy Primary, it was hierarchy and no one ever questioned it.
It's a classy name.
Right.
Yeah.
Or does it sound like you're spitting something? That was the other thing. But, you know, you would scream it at someone who was trying to get to the home tree, the home base.
Yeah. Hierarchy.
Hoyaki M running under the gum tree.
Who was ever left in the pool for about 45 minutes playing Marco Polo by themselves, realising that your friends had already gotten out and left?
See, we didn't have a pool at ours.
No, I knew I had to go to someone's house. I had to make friends with someone who owned a pool.
Always.
Great way to make friends. Kaylee from Erskine Park, the superior schoolyard game.
Is hopscotch.
Yes. Oof. Okay. Now, I feel like hopscotch is a thing of the past. Is it still going on?
No, I feel like in childcare, it's because you don't just have the normal hopscotch that you're used to. You can make it like extreme hopscotch.
What?
And they've got to jump like 2 metres, 1 metre. They love it.
Okay.
Over a pit of fire, sharks with laser beams on their heads.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like you just make it whatever.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's good. So let's stand the test of time.
Good I love extreme fight. Hopscotch.
Yes. Right. It ties them out.
It's great.
Jamie from Picton. The superior game is. Oh, is. What's the game?
Heads down, thumbs up.
Now. This was played.
This is a ruse.
No, this. So, just for those who didn't play it, Jamie, how did it work?
Well, there'll be like five people or whatever out the front of the classroom, and then all the little rest of the little kids around have their heads down on the school desk with their little thumbs up, and then someone comes along and pinches your thumb, and then everyone goes back to the front of the classroom and then they've got to choose who pinched their thumb.
This is just a way for teachers to get you to put your heads down.
Yeah, and be quiet.
And be quiet.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much,
so it's a Povo version of Guess Who.
Yeah, pretty much. Good. It is exactly what it is.
Johnny, Central Coast. Central Coast. Well, Grant did some time at the Central Coast where apparently doctors and nurses was huge. And Johnny, is that what you're stumping for today?
No, mate, no. I'm going with you with the old British Bulldogs.
Yes.
And did that get banned at your school?
It did get banned because everyone, we had a couple of broken legs and limbs.
Spear tackles.
We done it pretty rough because we were in football too, and it was like a fitness thing, you know? Like we used to, really go for it.
The last couple of kids that were left, like they were the true athletes.
Yeah, always.
That should be the Commonwealth Games trials.
Good.
It's a mad game of British Bulldog because those kids are survivors the last two of any time of British Bulldog got played.
Did you do Sleeping Lions?
What's that?
So when your teacher just says, oh, we used to call it dead fish, lay down on the ground and no one move.
As a game.
Yeah. And the first person to move, like if you moved, you were out. So it was like that was it. So the game was lay on the ground quietly and if you move, the teacher will pull you up and you've got to sit in your chair. So it was just a nap.
Oh. Yeah. So it's like when you go on a road trip and your parents go, okay, let's play the game of who can be silent the longest.
100%. It's a manipulation of children.
It's a trick. It's a great trick.
I'm here for it.
Belinda from Winston Hills, here we go. What is the superior schoolyard game?
It has to be elastic.
I hear you, sister. Mm. Yeah. And did you get right up to necks?
I was quite short, so yes.
Yeah, right.
It was about waist height on everyone else. It was about head height on me. So.
I understand that you remember one of the songs, Belinda, because I never played elastic, so I didn't know there were songs. Mm.
Well, I don't remember a lot of them. It was like 25 years ago, but one of the combinations was England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, inside, outside, inside, on.
Inside, outside, inside, on. Ooh. And you have to trap it underneath the soles of your feet.
Oh, what you stand on.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if you do it, then it goes up a little bit higher on the body of the people holding it.
For some reason, I remembered inside, outside, puppy dog's tails.
Yeah, you could do that too.
What's that?
You got to say inside, outside, on. Because that's
what's puppy dog's tails? What was puppy dog's tails? Yeah.
I can't remember.
It's hard to know. That was...
Is it you stand on a puppy dog's tail?
Definitely, that's what it was. What school did you go to again? What the hell, man?
well played, Belinda. You win the underwater mission. It's Paw Patrol.
Thank you.
Sydney Sea Life Aquarium, you got yourself a family pass, but everybody else is going to get themselves movie tickets because it is hot, hot, hot out there.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. Are you smarter than a Gavely? Thanks to World First for exchange rates 7 times cheaper than the big 4 banks. Visit worldfirst.com.au.
Here we go. So this is to get Captain's Club tickets to a Roosters home game. You don't have to be a Roosters fan. You're just going because it's all meals, drinks, entertainment included. A night's accommodation for 2 people in Sydney could be a staycation. 2 Roosters jerseys. Yeah, you may need to be a Roosters fan for that. And a $500 gift card. Now, the way it works, Em, is that people are on the line, they're going to take me on and ask a question, and if we're going to keep going until someone beats me, and they're going to win the prize.
Great. David, hello, David.
Hi, how you going?
Good. You a Roosters fan?
Yeah, I definitely am.
Okay, and how's your knowledge? You got a lot of good general knowledge around NRL?
Yeah, decent enough.
All right, good.
A bit early, but yeah.
Now, your name is your buzzer? Is that right? Okay,
absolutely.
So David, your buzzer will be...
David.
Good start. Strong start.
That didn't count as a question.
No points for that answer.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Question one. Are you smarter than a Cavalier? In what year? Are you ready?
Yeah,
okay, no.
Yep.
Just calm down, David. Test your buzzer, David. Just test your buzzer.
David.
Good. In what year did the Brisbane Broncos.
Oh, my God.
What a breakout team.
In what year did the Brisbane Broncos? What an unfortunate slip of the tongue. When did they last win an NRL premiership? Yes, Ed.
I am a Broncos fan. It is 2006.
All right. One to Ed. David's out. Wake up. Oh, we're going to the next caller.
Yeah, David's out.
Sorry, David.
Okay. Next caller, Kate.
Hi.
Get ready. Your buzzer's Kate. Here's your question. Yeah. Everyone remembers the amazing halftime entertainment from last year's grand final with Macklemore, but who performed the halftime entertainment in 2016?
Halftime? Oh, Ed?
Yes, Ed.
Oh, this is risky. Jeez, this is risky. Mm. I'm going to say, was it the Maddens?
No.
Oh, Kate.
Yes, Kate, go.
Is it Jessica Malvoy?
No, you're both incorrect. What do I do here, guys?
No, we keep moving.
Okay, Jason, 13, 10, 16, if you'd like to play along, great prize. Jason, here we go.
Okay.
There are 8 NRL players that have been inducted into the Immortals. Name 2 of these Immortals.
Jason.
Yes, Jason.
I'd say Wally Lewis and Andrew Johns.
You would be correct.
Jason, well done.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Jason. You are smarter than Ed Cavalier.
I'm not taller, though.
Two Captains Club tickets to a Roosters home game at Allianz Stadium. Valued at $700. All meals, drinks and entertainment included. Accommodation?
It's great. Awesome. Thanks to World First.
Date night.
Thanks for World First. For exchange rates, 7 times cheaper. 7 times cheaper than the big four banks. Visit worldfirst.com.au. Well played, Jason. Okay. Don't click the bait, baby. Right, you believe you've brought the tastiest cuts of internet stories that Em and I will not be able to help ourselves. We're going to need to hear about them. So let's launch the SS Clickbait.
Get on board, team. Life rafts to the left.
Okay.
Water slides to the right.
Great.
Ready to find out the hottest headlines in the world right now, you two?
Where you go? Awesome,
yeah. Here we go. These celebs have just quit Facebook following Mark Zuckerberg's awkward Congress hearing.
Yeah, I'll bite it.
Sure, I'll bite it.
You want to know who it is?
Yeah.
So a number of celebrities have quit Facebook because they're worried about their data being leaked. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak is the latest. What?
Okay, that's disturbing. If the big dog's pulling out.
Yep.
Oh, no. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
If Wozniak's gone.
That's a sign, man.
I'm concerned.
Get off.
I feel like he would know stuff I don't.
Let's just throw Facebook over the side.
Yeah, chuck it. There we go. Launch.
Off you go, Facebook.
Well, Thank you very much. Zuckerberg yesterday, of course, he said that his data has been breached.
He did too. Flat out.
How hectic's that?
I don't believe it. I reckon he's just going, guys, I'm just like you. I got hacked as well.
Dude, if you've built that thing,
you've got so many layers of security built in that we don't have your account.
Can we just remember he just built it to rate hot girls on campus? He didn't mean to install the worst president of all time. Yeah. Like, I feel like he's sitting around going, guys, I just wanted to look at girls.
Soz, guys.
Yeah, I don't know.
He ended up with Trump. I just wanted to rate bluebells and you got Trump.
And we've installed a dictator, yeah.
Sher is also out of Facebook.
Yes.
Will Ferrell, Jim Carrey, Elon Musk.
Musk is out.
Okay.
How's he going to talk about his rockets himself?
I wonder why he didn't respond
himself.
To my poke.
Okay, next one. That was good.
The new jewellery trend that has left everyone a little stunned.
Yeah, I'm in. I'll buy it.
I'm in.
All right. Mothers can now get their breast milk put into pendants or beads.
Oh, that's nice.
So that they can always carry around with them the memories of having children.
But why? I've got that stain still on one of my silk shirts. My car still smells like breast milk. Why do we need to put it in a...
Breastmilkjewelry.com founder Cindy Hobbs says the company will need around 10 to 20 mils of milk, which they will then cover the milk in resin or glaze before being placed into your chosen style for about $80.
Oh, would you like to glaze some jewelry in breast milk? That sounds nice.
Is that what you wear around your neck, Grant? Is that a UDL? He's just got a tiny UDL that he wears.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I drank some breast milk yesterday.
Great. Just because? Your wife or anyone's?
Hey, did you? Are you serious?
No. My wife ordered me. She said, listen, you know, I've been sick. The baby's been unwell. We need to keep you healthy. So here, have 10 mils because it's full of beautiful antibodies.
Okay. Can we stop the ship, please? Unpack what was just casually said on
here.
First of all, why didn't you bring this up in the meeting?
Go again, Ed.
Okay, so let's just unpack. So everyone's unwell.
We've turned the engine off. We're just coasting now.
I need to just have a little chat. Now, talk. Mm-hmm. What happened?
So the baby had his first ever sort of like temperature. He's okay now. Mm-hmm. And Tiff had been unwell. Mm-hmm. And she said, look, we can't have you getting sick as well because we're hoping to go away. And, you know, she needs me to come to work and live life and everything. So she said, here you go. The baby had finished breastfeeding. She had expressed some milk from, she's been, you know, been breastfeeding. And then she just said, here you go. And she handed me 10 mils and I drank it. It's really sweet.
Really, why wouldn't you just have a vitamin C like everyone else?
Do you know how not average that is? I'm not saying it's wrong or not normal.
Great.
And I'm saying, you know what?
Support.
Back in caveman days, that Fantastic. Probably was the only form of medicine we had.
I just feel like there was some middle ground you missed.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know that many men are shooting breast milk to keep their immune up.
Did she get you from the other side of the room, just sitting on the couch, go, Ed, just pop the breast pad down and then bullseye.
Okay. No,
I think you'll
find... No, I feel like we should be asking people if this is a thing.
Did you get the early bit, first bit of colostrum that comes out?
Straight from the source?
Like, I did say that. I'm like, why am I using this bottle when they're sitting right there? And she's like,
okay,
that's
a
too
whole
much.
Other level.
That was a joke, though.
Okay, great. I'm enjoying all of
but
that.
But she did take the milk.
Eh?
Do you feel better?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I'm on top of the world. And I should tell you, I am teething at the moment, so it's helping me.
Thank you so much. Balls, yes. Balls.
Okay, now, normally this works is where I would read the sport and MU provide the sound effects because you are now behind the desk. However, enough of my amateurish nonsense because we've gone to the top of the tree. The footy show's on tonight, straight after footy on 9, and the host with the most, who's back in the studio, lovely to see her as always, Erin Molan. Good morning.
Yay!
That's a
lovely reaction. Hello, darling.
I'm
How
in
are
control.
You?
Don't you
oh,
even
yeah,
worry.
No. When I heard you call the Broncos the Bonkos, I thought if there's one woman I want to be in control this morning,
Thank
it's you. UM.
Thank
so
you, darling.
That's a relief.
Thank you. I'm
be
glad
afraid.
You're feeling good.
Be very afraid.
So what I'll do, you read your little stories.
All right. Yes.
And I'll just give it some dimension.
Oh, look, if you could just give it some depth.
Okay,
great.
Okay.
So these are the ones on this
take
piece of paper
yeah,
you just
take
handed
it away,
me?
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Yep.
Starting at the Commonwealth Games, another 7 gold medals have been added to our tally, bringing our total to 145.
Oh,
among the highlights last night, Brandon Stark, the brother of Aussie cricketer Mitchell, taking out gold in the high jump.
Had your kids, had your wife.
Catherine Mitchell won gold in the javelin, setting a new Com Games record.
Yes, queen. Yes, queen. Yes, queen.
We also picked up gold in diving, lawn bowl. My timing's impeccable, isn't it? And shooting. Kapow.
Shooting's bad.
Meantime, Cameroon athletes and officials have now left the Gold Coast. I'm sure they're just gone for a walk after several team members took off in a series of midnight runners. Is that from The Simpsons?
Yes, darling.
I love it. Hello, ladies. Are we moving on to the next
piece?
Yeah, please.
It's been revealed Gold Coast recruit Bryce Cartwright sacrificed more than $1 million when he turned his back on Penrith to move to Queensland.
I've got to be very careful with the rugby one. Okay, yeah.
Meantime, round 6 kicks off tonight with the rivals, the Roosters, going toe-to-toe with the Rabbitohs.
Boo, you suck.
Yeah, that's probably quite relevant. James Tedesco says he's just learning to fit into a new team. After questions were raised about his form.
Today, FM Sports.
I see where you're going to regularly for these sound effects. And finally, and all eyes will be on Royal Randwick on Saturday to watch the Wondermare Winx try to equal Black Caviar's 25 race winning streak.
Unacceptable!
People even being told to don some royal blue and white, the colours of the champion.
Okay.
And that's today FM Sport. Beautifully.
Thanks,
Erin.
Ezzy. Well done.
Oh, darling, that was amazing. I think I might try and introduce that into Nine News Sport on weekends.
Oh, I could do that for you.
Would you mind?
Would you like me to come to your Nine News Sport and...
Are you cheap?
Some would say.
Perfect.
Yes.
Done. Sign you up.
Okay, have we given the plug of where Erin's going to be seen on the telly?
No, tonight it's the footy show, tonight after the footy. And the Tigers renaissance man, Benji Marshall's going to be joining the show.
He will.
Jonathan Thurston is going to be on from the North Queensland Cowboys. Are you going to be asking Jonathan Thurston about the inclusion? And I couldn't be happier. He's back, baby. The human bubbler, the man that put Northies on the map, the only person that can drink upwards. Todd Bubbling Carney is back in the NRL, Erin Molan.
Well, I thought you were going to talk about Lachlan Coote, who's returning at fullback, which will be
couldn't
lovely.
I care about
Coote. That's great.
He's great. It's fabulous. A huge bonus for them. No, look, Todd Carney, I've known Todd for many, many years. I started out my TV career in Canberra. No, not on that level, Dad. Just professionally. Let's just clarify.
Okay.
Back when he was a little bit naughty. And look, I'm kind of all for giving him another shot. I think
so
if there's certain players that we are giving another shot to in the NRL, then Todd Carney is probably more deserving
than the other
than
ones
some of
we
the
gave
other
a second
ones.
Shot.
Exactly
yeah,
right.
I
and
love
look, he's
that,
had a
yeah.
few chances. You know, I'll give him that. But I think he's turned his life around and he's proven for 3 or 4 years. I think it's been 3 years now since he's drunk his own urine, so I think that's always
and
a bonus.
And that's what Bear Grylls does that as a response to a lot of things.
To
so
be
really,
honest,
was,
they recommend it for things like scurvy, I think, when you're
yeah.
sailing.
There's a lot of that going around
Ed
at the moment.
Was drinking
scurvy.
Breast milk last night. Oh, good so point. I think if we're judging people.
Well, I mean, let's get real. Let's make it fair.
Sure.
Yeah. I was caught boobling last night. Thank you, Erin.
Thanks,
love
Erin.
Thank
See
you, guys.
Bye.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
If you want it, come and get it. It's 3 meters long and it self-inflates. It's time to win the Wang.
Opera House, get ready. Tonight, the Evil Queen Tour lands.
It Every time you say that, I need to wee.
Oh, it's so good. I just like watching your face as he says it. As it kind of, it feels like every time he says it, it just sort of dawns on you a little more.
It does. I got a text message from my friend last night. She was like, do you realise you're playing at the Opera House tomorrow night in the main theatre, in the concert hall? And I'm like, no, I haven't thought about it yet, because I think if you digest it, you just like,
it'd be too much.
I can't be able to do it.
As a little girl singing in the backyard at home.
No, never.
Do you ever imagine?
No. 4 years ago, I was a stand-up comic playing to more people on stage than in the audience. I didn't think. This is crazy.
It's good.
And what am I doing the moment I get in the most prestigious concert hall in the world?
Inflating a penis.
Yep.
Yeah, an impressive one.
Thank you.
And a giant
And
one.
Ed's quite the connoisseur.
Tell you what.
Yeah, you love it.
So, what type of event do you have? Mm. It's a one-night-only hire. Do you have that you would like to win the Wang for? Mm. And we're joined by Jody. Jody, lovely to have you with us. What is your event you think the Wang would be perfect for?
Good morning. I am having a divorce party, and I just think... Look, it's been a while since I've been out. I got rid of the biggest dick of my life, and I'd really love to replace it with this dick just with for one night. It'd be fabulous.
Just to cuddle up to. And
Jody, I have so many questions. Jody, what does a divorce party entail?
Well, I had a lot of girlfriends who really stuck by me in you know the last 12 months, probably 20 of them, really close girlfriends. And we're going to just hire a hotel or something, and we just thought the Wang would fit in really well, and we'll have some drinks and have some music. And we will really look after him.
Yeah.
There'll be no trouble. But,
you sound like
I
a
love
teenager.
You, Jody. That's
you
fantastic. Sound like, you're in the right. I mean, you're very close.
That's really cool.
It's really. I mean, we've had some great submissions.
Yeah, it's great. Joe, it's well played.
Yeah,
excellent,
Jody.
Excellent work. And now we move to Jane.
Jane
from Cronulla. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Now, what would you like the Wang for?
I would like to just have a party for the Wang. Penis beans, penis tiaras, penis drawers, you name it. Party for the Wang.
Just a celebration.
Of the Wang.
Of the art the piece. Wang. I love that idea.
A bit of like a Wangapalooza sort of deal, Jane.
Good. Now you're thinking.
Now I'm being interesting.
Now you're being interesting.
Jamie, great
idea. Can you come to the Opera House tonight?
Ooh.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my God, you've got 2 tickets to come along.
Hey!
I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. I love you, Em, and I've been waiting so long to come and see you.
Oh, that's really kind. I'm going to vomit. It's really tonight.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Thanks, Janie.
Hey, Jane, are you when you sit in that crowd, just do me a favour. We're going to be in there together. Let's just go nuts. Yeah. Let's just raise
gonna,
the roof off this
my,
joint.
I'm going to wear my penis tiara just for you, Em.
Amazing.
And yeah, Greg, you'll be able to spot me out.
Oh, cool. I got a penis necklace.
Okay.
Oh. Yes.
I feel like we've done our quota of male genitalia today. Lucy in Wollongong, hello.
Hello.
Now, this is a beautiful idea. You're getting married.
Yep. Yeah,
fabulous.
I am.
Fabulous.
I'm thinking backdrop to the ceremony.
Yeah, lovely.
Sort of just behind us, in between me and my partner. Oh, I haven't I haven't cleared it with him, but oh, I'm sure he'd be all right.
Oh, bringing a tear to my eye.
Yep.
Not going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll put you in consideration, but are you free tomorrow night to come to the State Theatre?
I am, yeah.
You've got 2 tickets to see me.
Yay! Lucy.
I wanted to go so badly.
Well, you're going.
I love you,
Thanks, Luce.
So well good. Done. Amazing. And if you get the if you do get the wang for the wedding, for an extra $500, we'll make doves come out the end.
Oh, just that's
shooting doves out into the sky.
A thousand
doves.
$1,000 is what that costs. I asked.
Oh, of course you did.
$1,000 and the RSPCA on you. All the doves be okay. Yeah, okay. All right, calm down.
You asked about doves.
Of course I did.
Only you, Em.
Yeah.
So you've got yourself the opportunity. If you're thinking, if you're hearing those two stories and go, oh, I can beat that, then jump on our Today FM Facebook page and nominate why you want to win the wang. It's time now for the next in our series of Ask Me Anything, Em and Grant, where we get people on who have interesting lives and interesting things happen to them, but perhaps their situation is somewhat misunderstood, and we hope through their own words that we can have a little bit more understanding. And today's story is an inspirational one. Their book is called The Essence of You and Me. Their names are Kada and Barney Miller, and they join us in the studio now. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Welcome, welcome. Now, Barney, this is, I guess, your story first, and if you could just let us know, you were one of the best surfers on the New South Wales Mid North Coast. It was 1999. You were 20. You were living your best life, and then something happened that completely turned it upside down.
Yeah, I was on my way to work. I was a whitewater rafting river guide at the time, and yeah, it was raining, and I was with a guy I worked with, and the car lost control as we went around a corner, and he got ejected and I ended up getting rolled and then smashed under a tree, which broke my C6 vertebrae and paralyzed me instantly.
So were you conscious after the incident happened? Did you know what had happened?
No. Nah, well, apparently I was conscious, but I don't remember any of it. And I was pretty much crushed in the car. So the roof crushed from behind. So my head was pretty much pushed down to my lap, and I was just bent over in that position, which broke my neck. But they were talking to me apparently, and they were cutting me out. But I don't have any recollection, which is probably a good thing.
So when do you remember first from after the accident?
Probably about a week later, sort of in hospital. It was very patchy, just with the, I guess it's the morphine induced sort of coma, and the dreams and stuff like that were pretty wild.
Yeah.
So about a week later is sort of when I came to.
And how did they tell you that you had lost the use of your legs at that point?
They just pretty much came out and told me that what had happened, and they told me, yeah, that I'd never moved my right arm. I'd be on a ventilator, so I was on a, I had a tracheotomy, and which was helping me breathe, and they told me that I would never be able to breathe by myself ever again, and definitely no use of my legs, and never be able to stand or walk.
Isn't that that moment? And you're a really active guy. Obviously, you're a great surfer. You're a white water rafting instructor. You know that moment? Isn't that a moment you never think you'll be in? You see it on the telly, and you see in the medical dramas, oh, you're a quadriplegic. You'll never walk again. Being in that moment, my uncle had exactly the same accident as you. He was in a wreck. He was upside down. He was taken to hospital, told he would never walk again, and he was a quadriplegic. And he decided, and your story's kind of touched me because you've fought it out and you're not sitting there with a ventilator on or anything, you're using your arms. He decided that he didn't want to live, basically. But in the moment where they told you, how did you process that as a human person?
Yeah, I guess it your heart drops like really, really, really far, and you sort of, it's in that moment where you can decide whether you're going to believe and take what they say to, like, of what you're going to do, or you can then think about, well, don't want to be treated as statistic, so use what they say to ignite like a flame in you to try and prove them wrong, I guess.
Wow. Yeah, because you could. So many people in that position would choose to say, "I've been dealt a really crappy hand in life here," and just dwell in the negative and really not kind of shut life off. You've opened the door.
Exactly.
Why did you choose that path?
Well,
he's stubborn.
Yeah.
And we welcome his wife, Kater, into the sea.
Hi, Kater.
So, Kater, I guess it doesn't surprise you to know that he decided to fight from moment one?
Oh, no, not at all. He, I think in this case, him being a very competitive athlete definitely went in his favor. He's just used to kind of just pushing the limits anyway. And yeah, just from knowing him and living with him for the past 10 years, I've seen that fight within him every single day. And he really takes the day with everything he has and will try and squeeze every single second out of it. And he's very, very grateful for this life. And I think also too, just he's been very blessed to have a really good support network pretty much forever. And but that's also because he is just genuinely a really good person.
Yeah,
as well,
and loved. But Barney, yeah. I know that the rehab scenario was excruciating and inhumane. Mm. And can you talk us through some of the things you had to put your body through?
Yeah, so I guess, it's just I wanted to push my body to beyond what sort of the body's supposed to do. And so we went to America to do the rehabilitation. And, yeah, it's just putting your body in positions and just retraining the whole nervous system again, like starting from baby steps pretty much. And it just... the body seems to adapt, and the harder you work, the more the body adapts. And
so how do you go from them saying you'll never move your arms again, you'll never move your right arm again, it's done, you won't breathe on your own? How do you like go, nah, stuff you guys? When was the moment you're like, I did it? How did you get there? Because there'll be other people listening who have friends or relatives. How did you beat the odds?
I guess I just kept pushing and just, as what Kater said before, the stubbornness. Yeah.
So the day they took the tube out and you breathed on your own, what was that like?
That was one of the scariest moments because I had to work up to that. So originally they would cap the tube off just to see if I could breathe. And I freaked out because I couldn't breathe when they first took it out. And I had to work my way up to that. It started from like 5 seconds to 40 seconds. God.
So, Barney, let's just take that for a moment. If we don't even think about breathing, nobody does. And you've had to have a moment where you would have to see in your life while you were perfectly conscious whether or not you were going to breathe again. I mean, breathing is something that even when you're thinking about, if you write down the things you take for granted, you don't even write down breathing because it's such a given.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You're incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible that Mick Fanning thanked you in his speech in 2013. And you've been a huge inspiration to one of the, and when you think about his life and all the stuff he's gone through and overcome with his brothers and with the shark attack and J-Bay, like that's pretty awesome.
I know. It's, he's been such an amazing role model for me in my life, and just the way he takes things and his success and to be able to hear what he actually said and that my training had a bit of effect on him with the speech that we were bawling. I didn't even know he'd done it until literally a few months later when someone said, have you seen the...
Months? Where are you guys? Are you guys living in a yurt somewhere? What is going on?
Carrier pigeon sent it to me.
Yeah, they got stuff on. Kater, I know that, once you talk me through, you had a goal, Barney, to get down on one knee and propose.
Yes.
Now, you're quadriplegic, so if you say that, people will be like, okay, dude. But talk me through that moment, Kater.
When we first got together and we started getting pretty serious and we started talking about the idea of marriage and being together forever, he was very quick to tell me that he wasn't going to propose until he could get down on one knee. And
so you're like, great, we're never getting married.
No, actually, I was the opposite. I'm like, okay, so when are you going to start training for this? Like, let's do it every single session. Get on your knee. But because I was at every session, he wanted it to be a surprise. So he actually never got to practice it. So then when it actually came down to the crunch time when I got an opportunity to sing the American National Anthem at a Major League Baseball game in San Diego.
I love how you just slipped that one in.
Drop it in.
Well, no, Kate is she's a singer-songwriter.
Yeah, she
absolutely.
Is. Yeah. Absolutely right. What's
she's
the latest?
Not the only talented one in this duo.
The latest release is called, Kate, your latest musical release is called?
Shooting Down Impossible. It's coming out very, very soon.
Good.
Excellent. Yeah. Good. Well done. Yes.
Sounds like there's a strong theme in that song.
So you sang the anthem and then?
Yeah, and then so he had chosen that was going to be the time and I had no idea. I was very stressed out about getting the words right, and it's very.
And that last note, it is the hardest song to sing. Yes
it definitely is. And then, and then after I sang, I went up to the rooftop of where we were all hanging out, and I actually got called away and to get distracted while they set everything up, and then came back. Another one of our friends came and told me that Barney really needed me, like right now.
Oh my god!
And so I was like, "What, Barney? What's wrong? Like, I'm talking.
You're gonna stress someone out. You have medical situations."
And then so I came around the corner to him on his knee. Just totally winged it, went for it, and it worked out. And there was a red carpet with rose petals. And he was at the end of it, and I just started bawling my eyes out and, ran down the aisle to him. And,
amazing.
And he did it. It was gorgeous. That was, like, one of the first biggest goals that he had really put out there to the world. And
but I love how he calls rehab training. Does that give you any sort of like, it's not it's training, guys.
Training, mate.
Training.
Yes.
Then you guys, you next leveled it for the wedding, though, didn't you?
Oh, yes. The wedding was the most magical day and night of our lives, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah, we set the tone pretty quickly by themed it Pure Imagination from the original Willy Wonka.
Yes.
And
not the Johnny Depp one. That was
He ruined it. Sorry, Johnny.
But, so it represented everything about our lives of we just dream big and make it happen. And, we actually danced to the song Pure Imagination as well.
You danced?
Yes.
All right, Barney.
Yes. So we trained really hard for it. Yeah. And same thing, actually. It was one of those things that we had actually never done it for that long. And it was the first time of standing together without any type of
safety net
around us. And it was one of those things that if one of us falls, we both go down together. So we were hoping it went the way. And
can I ask, you guys got together after the accident.
Yes.
And, Kata, at any point in time, did you worry about, and I know Barney would have, I mean, he's a pretty independent guy, and I wonder if, Barney, you brought this up, did you ever falter at becoming involved with someone who, you know, is a quadriplegic and has different needs to an able-bodied person? Did that ever scare you off? And, Barney, were you ever like, do you know what you're getting involved with?
No, never. It was, I saw him for him, mm-hmm. and there was something about him from the very moment that I met him that
How
made
did you meet?
Me. We met at the Sawtelle Chili Festival. Barney had a few drinks and he had some liquid courage.
He's shaking his head there.
And we met through a mutual friend, and from the moment I met him, he had this attitude about him that. It was when I said to him, is the wheelchair a forever thing? And he turned around so matter of fact and said, no, this is just temporary. I think from that, it was the first time that I had ever heard somebody put out such a bold claim and 100% believe in it. And at the time, he didn't really know how it was going to happen, but he just knew that one day it's going to. Mm. And for me, I came from a really small town and got put up in like a pretty rough scene for a while, and I was in a very vulnerable place at the time, and I think it was just the breath of fresh air that I really needed in my life. And it was something that just his attitude. And we've often said that, like, Barney is physically he's everything about him. Like, from looking on the outside, everyone would be like, okay, she does so much for him. physically, but the emotional support that he has given me over this time and really strengthened my mind and shown me a whole new way of thinking has just been unlike anything that I ever could have imagined. Aww. And it's
funny.
Yeah.
It's,
So he's my emotional support and I'm his physical
support.
On my sheet, it said
that you guys met on Married at First Sight. So that's a much nicer story than that.
And also, well done. Gold medal at the World Adaptive Surfing Champs, too.
Just a casual gold medal. The book is called The Essence of You and Me. And if it's anything like the story you're telling us today, it sounds like it's an absolutely fantastic read. There's a documentary, 2016, which our producer has seen, Kim, and she said, I bawled the whole time. It was beautiful.
That's why you're here. Kimmy saw you on a plane.
Yeah, she loved that.
She saw it on a flash.
The documentary is called You and Me, and Shooting Down Impossible is going to be the new release from Kata musically a little bit later on in the year. Kata and Barney Miller, thank you so much for telling us your story.
I love, guys. Well done.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant, Ned by downloading the Today FM app.
Grant, Danielle, I didn't realise how lucky we are to have you here today because I believe you've survived a near-death experience.
Oh, God.
I'm literally talking 48 hours ago.
Are you okay?
I thought I was a goner.
What happened?
It's been a tough summer on the Denyer family farm. I was driving down the path. I've had an issue with snakes. Do you guys do snakes?
Yeah. I have some snakes.
You're okay with snakes?
Oh, no.
No.
I'm not okay with snakes.
Not okay.
Not in any capacity.
We've got...
Nice handbag. Nice pair of boots.
Good belt.
Sure.
I was driving down the paddock and I've got this like little buggy. It's sort of got no doors on it.
I saw your buggy.
Yeah, it's cool.
But is that a golf buggy like repurposed for a farm?
It's like a... Well, sort of. It's
got tractor.
A big suspension. It goes over rough ground. It climbs stuff.
Okay.
It's a cool Yamaha thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm going down the paddock.
Oh, hang on.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, no.
You always hashtag Yamaha. Are you trying to get a deal?
I got one.
Catch and
I'm driving, but that's not what the story's about.
Yeah.
I'm going down the paddock and then I just see this brown stick in front of me and I thought, oh, I'll just go around the brown stick. And then as I get past it, I go, it's not a brown stick, it's a brown snake.
They're very dangerous.
I know. Do you know you've got 45 minutes to live when they bite you?
Are you joking?
I live 20 minutes from the hospital.
That's not a good stat.
Is it?
Nah.
Fat.
And that's for an adult. Like if it's a kid, we're in trouble.
Oh, man.
So I'm going along, I go past this snake, it jumps up because it's so frightened. It tried to jump in the cabin.
Oh my God.
It nearly got in the cabin.
Like it looked you in the little beady eyes saw you.
And went, nah! And jumped up at me.
How did it go?
Nah!
It doesn't have arms, mate. You can't do that mime. It doesn't have arms.
I'm not on television now.
I'm glad you said that. He just threw his arms at himself.
It's because it leapt up at almost at eye level and tried to enter the cockpit of the buggy.
Okay.
And if we were in there together, there's only one thing that's going to happen. You're going to get me repeatedly because we'll be trapped together.
Trapped in the buggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I quickly kind of just tried to move my shoulders out of the way as it sort of went past.
Yeah.
Close call.
Amazing.
But this is not the only one. You know what happened the other day?
Are you saying the snakes are targeting you?
Snakes get these snakes off my farm.
Are you saying the snakes have got together and formed a gang and decided to take you down?
There's a snake posse trying to bring me down.
Have you seen Fantastic Mr. Fox?
No.
It's like that. The snakes are getting together.
I think you might have to move. It's a worldwide movement.
Yeah. There is definitely a worldwide movement against you.
I went out to the water tanks, right? I just changed one of the levers over to move a tank from, because I'm on tank water.
Out there, I'm a farmer, mate.
I'm a farmer with a herd of five cows. I sat down, like just sort of squatted on my heels to move it over. And guess what was right under my bottom?
Right, your butthole.
A brown snake.
And you were going to do a brown snake.
And
thank you, Ed. Thank you.
Here we go.
When Mimi falls apart, New Year's Eve. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Oh, guys, it's hectic. The Kardashians. Now, normally I don't go here, but one of them, the one that I really like, is being affected. Everyone's talking about this today, guys. Khloe Kardashian. And there's a sport reference, Ed, so you'll
know. I know this story backwards. My wife and I watched the video, the incriminating
video
of this. We've watched it three times.
How many of us watched Tristan, is it Tristan Thompson?
Yep, Tristan Thompson.
Khloe's partner and baby daddy.
Can I give a little bit of context?
Yeah, because I'm not sure.
He's in LeBron's team at the Cleveland Cavaliers. So much so that before he got together with Chloe, he got the max deal. And now after he got together with Chloe, he's on the bench. He's barely playing.
Yes.
No way. So
that's right. You've got a theory that Kardashians ruin people's lives.
Ruin athletes.
Yes. Okay. Well, this has gone the other way. So Chloe is obviously due to give birth any day. Now, footage emerged on Tuesday of him having a dalliance with two women at a club. Then TMZ obtained more footage of him entering a hotel with an Instagram model. Uh-oh. And then they didn't reappear again for 2 days.
Oh, my God.
Heck no.
Another woman has come forward today and said that she has a sex tape of him and she's pregnant.
Oh no.
Her too.
Yeah. So what you need to know is he met Chloe and was dating another Instagram model who was due to give birth to his child. Now, it is rumored that he had an affair with Chloe. So what's happened now? Chloe's due to give birth. He's had an affair. So he has a bit of an MO, this
guy.
She's apparently gone into labor because she's so stressed. Oh. We've seen Chris and Kim boarding private jets to head to where she is in Cleveland. And here is the big tip that this story is 100% fact. Every Kardashian has unfollowed Tristan Thompson on Instagram, on Twitter, everything.
So it's serious.
He's serious, guys.
They will unfollow him.
Kris Jenner, this guy is never going to play basketball ever again.
Yep, that's it.
Moving on. Now, on Mimi, Mariah Carey has revealed that she has bipolar disorder. She said she was diagnosed a few years back, in 2001, in fact, and just ignored it. Which is a great idea when you have bipolar.
Is that a good way to handle bipolar? Well, is that part of the...
I understand the want to just pretend it's not there and I'm just a bit moody. Mm. I get that. But she says she's only just started seeking treatment, which I would understand that because she seems quite with it at the moment.
You said that the other day. Yeah, she's got a good sense of humour. Yes. She can laugh at herself. Yeah. She looks like a changed person.
Yeah, it's good. She's found a good path. So she says, I'm in a really good place now. I'm comfortable discussing my struggles with bipolar. And she's also hoping to become a mental health advocate. Oh my God, that is so exciting.
Wow. Good on you, Mimi.
And finally, our Kylie. God love her. We're just watching her on the Today Show, Colm and Oake. She is, of course, turning 50 next month. Can you believe it?
Oh, my Lord.
Good for her.
But she looks amazing.
Yeah, she does look. But she's also incredible.
Yes.
We try not to talk about the looks first.
Oh, incredible longevity in a career.
Excellent, Grant.
Name another hit maker that has had that kind of endurance.
Yes.
Back to back.
She's...
hang on. Crazy Frog.
Who?
Crazy Frog.
Sorry. Yeah. She was on the project last night and talked about how she's going to celebrate her 50th.
I am having a party, which is already out of character a bit because I tend to just try and wiggle out of those type of things and just have a few friends around. But yeah, we're going to have a big celebration. But I hadn't thought about the sound system. Maybe it will just be a giant boombox.
Now, of course, she's just released her country album.
That's what I like about her.
Now, don't
Not
you have
afraid
a friend in country?
I know who wrote the album.
Tell me.
Yeah, co-wrote it with her. Yeah, Lindsay Rhymes, a mate of mine from here in Australia. He's an Aussie who now lives in Nashville.
Yeah.
Started out doing like Shannon Knowles albums.
Oh, all the big names.
Kylie Minogue calls, hey mate, can you crank me out a few tracks? Yeah. They got together, they had writing sesh.
Yeah, right.
Pumped out a song a day.
Great.
Had a great bond. And now this album, look at it, it's going crazy.
Yeah, and she talked about what the reaction was in Nashville too.
What were they? What was their approach to you when one of the biggest pop icons in the world comes to record in Nashville?
Nothing. No reaction. It's like, hey. No, I really was. I was totally anonymous.
No.
It's cool. It's like it's a big call to flip genres, and I love the ballsiness of it.
Great. Could we see you do a country album?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Whoa. The boys from the bush are back in town.
Oh, yeah, what else
right.
you got? Give me some more.
We get high when the sun goes down.
Now he's playing guitar, guys, just so you know. Right.
Well, I'm members of the Outback Club.
Wow. Okay,
when the boys from the bush come in from the scrub.
What kind of guitar are you playing there?
I don't know. It's like a banjo-y thingy.
That's lovely.
Bit of bass.
Done. Okay. Sorry, everyone.
Whoa.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
At 11 past 8, we sure are all about the Alpha Bucks. But before we do that, Grant Denyer, I believe you've got something you'd like to launch.
Well, I could do Alpha Bucks straight away, but first I've got a little something-something because it's a special, special night for you performing at the Opera House
tonight.
Dear
God in heaven, what are you doing?
I got a little message from Scouty to play you. Now, of course, everybody would remember her for her wonderful shoe reviews. She sounds like this.
I love my cups. Mm. Thank you, Daddy.
Well, it turns out that Crocs aren't the only thing she loves. As a little prezzy from her to you, she just wants to wish you well for tonight.
I love you, Em.
I love you, Em.
I love you, Em.
I love you too, Scatty. I love Scatty.
We all love Scatty.
Can I have the ringtone? Can I have that played? Can you play that again, please?
I love you, Em.
I love you,
isn't she a little sweetheart?
I want to be
she's
Scatty.
The sweetest thing when she's not unloading in the playground.
That's what I love. That's what I love about Scatty. Don't you box Scatty? Don't you think you know Scatty? Scatty could be delightful, or she could be laying cable in a playground.
That's so true.
And there's no middle ground.
And it's like just a flick of a switch.
And I appreciate that kind of woman.
I love that. That's very cute. Thank you, Grant. And now it's time to say hello to Michelle from Penrith. Hello, Michelle.
Oh my God.
You got through. Are you ready to play today, Fem's Alpha Bucks, Michelle?
Yes, I am.
What are you going to do with the money, doll?
Probably throw a surprise wedding, spring it on my partner, and...
Whoa!
You know how radio works, right, Michelle?
Yeah. I'm sure he'll hear.
It's okay. Surprise wedding.
Saying, you know what? It's been so long now. You just organise it and I'll turn up. And our son's 18 in July, so, you know, it would be perfect. It would be a surprise on everyone.
Oh, that's romantic. You just organise it and I'll turn up.
Oh, that's
the ultimate dream.
That's what we all dream to have.
I know. Well,
yeah, all right, Michelle.
20 years in May, so he's over it now.
Or we can laugh about it.
I love you. We can laugh. Oh, we'll cry.
All right, you got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter N. N for Nelly.
N for Nelly. Correct, Amanda.
For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. What a surprise wedding that would make.
Right, that would be fantastic.
We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Okay, Michelle, your letter is N.
I am N for nervous.
Here we go. Nice work. A Simpsons character.
Nelson.
A sports brand.
Nike.
A fruit.
Nectarine.
An African country.
Nigeria.
An R&B artist.
Nelly.
A movie.
Never Say Never.
A phone app.
Puff.
An insect.
A gnat.
A part of the body.
Knee.
A flower.
Oh, damn it.
Flower.
A puff.
Oh. I mean, you picked up knee straight away.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm a teacher. Oh, my God. I always teach the silent K. What am I thinking?
I love you, Michelle. Red hot.
Epic attempt, Michelle. Guess what? $700 is all yours.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. That is Michelle. So good.
Before we wade into this lighthearted, fun bit of fun topic, breastfeeding, I just want to state, of course, breast milk is fantastic.
Yep.
It's all natural. It provides antibodies to the baby. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful.
What's wrong with that?
Our whole, just for us, for Grant and I, this morning, earlier in the show, you casually dropped a fact of something in your life, and we felt that it was a bit unusual.
Yeah,
I drank some breast milk yesterday.
Great. Just because? Your wife or anyone's?
Hey, did you? Are you serious?
No, my wife ordered me. She said, listen, you know, I've been sick. The baby's been unwell. We need to keep you healthy. So here, have 10 mils because it's full of beautiful antibodies.
Yeah. And
so factual about it.
So, and you were saying it like you just said, yeah, I just had some vitamin C. Everyone's doing it.
Come on, man.
Did your wife tell you that it's a common occurrence for this to happen?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. She just said to you, everyone's doing it.
Oh, it's not. No, she doesn't say it. She just sort of hands over one of the little bottles that she expresses in and says, here you go. And then off, I drink it.
Okay. Well, we'll get Tiff up now. But just 1060, is this a thing? Yeah. Grant and I in the dark ages.
Maybe I've got it wrong, but I don't know anyone who's ever done it. And the idea of it, to be honest, is a little strange. Because you're an 8-foot human. You don't need to grow.
Hang on a sec. What you're saying, Grant, and we actually saw your lovely wife, Shezzy, in the studio before when we asked her this.
Yeah.
So it's okay for your two daughters to be kept alive by this magical substance that your wife is lucky enough to produce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, TV's Grant Denyer wouldn't dare let it pass his whiter-than-white teeth.
Yes, it's
maybe that would help you grow.
Maybe my mum put me on the bottle too early.
Wow. No, look,
yes, it's life-giving juice, but, you know, I was too afraid to try. And I don't know why. I didn't want it. You know what?
I watched my wife's body change and it become a wonderful support system for my baby, keeping it alive and growing it. And I didn't want to interrupt that precious ecosystem. So I stepped back. But I regret it. I regret it.
You weren't curious. You weren't curious at all.
Totally curious, but too afraid to try it.
Just let me clarify. We're not saying breast milk's yuck.
No.
We're just simply questioning if this is as common as you think it is. 131060, are men out there, unbeknownst to Grant, Daniel and I, shooting their wives' breast milk to stay healthy? Let's bring Tiff up. Hi, Tiff.
Hi, hi, guys. You know what's so funny about this, Ed? You're all very casual, like, oh, you know, yesterday I just had a little bit of breast milk. You always drink it. He always drinks it.
Oh,
he's working out as though it was a one-off. It's well, like, and I'm thinking,
wait a minute, Tiff, what do you mean? He's having it on his Wheaties? What's he doing?
Yeah, well, I started out by lacing it in his oats. Putting it in there, a little bit for Arnie, a little bit of for Ed. And when we started, you know, with during the 7 months of breastfeeding, when we get run down, I'd say, come on, Ed, have some. And I drink my own breast milk for, you know, antibodies. And if Ed's giving Arnie a bottle and he leaves 20 mils, I'm not going to waste that down the hatch.
Wow.
Are you suckling from a bottle, Ed Cavalli?
No, I take the top off. I'm not a weirdo.
Oh, that's the weird part.
So, yeah. And I share it around the family. Even my sister's had my breast milk. She had a little stomach upset. I said, Bridge, here. Here's 50 mils.
Whap on the nipple.
She demanded it. She did demand it. She was like, she's had some bit, you know, bad stomach problems, and she was like, nothing was working. So in desperation, she said, give me some of that breast milk.
Did she get better?
She got better, didn't she? Yeah, she did get better.
Tiff from tiffxo.com.
Well done. Thank you.
How much breast milk is our friend having, like, say, a day?
I give him like 30, 40 mils because I don't want to waste it.
Not
like,
a day.
You're basically breastfeeding two people.
Yeah.
I want it known, you are breastfeeding two babies.
Hey, Tiff, look, when I go out to a restaurant with Ed, when another plate comes past us, he goes nom, 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 nom as it goes past.
I know how weird that.
When you walk into the room and walk past him, does he go nom, nom, nom?
Can I just say, 131060, no one is calling to say this is normal practice. No one is calling to say this is a normal practice.
I think it's unique.
No, do you know why? It's so normal. And
the reason they're not calling is because they're all doing the run from Bondi to Coogee in record time because they're so healthy. These people are kayaking for all straight across the harbour and back again. They don't have time to listen to us.
If Tiff strokes your cheek, like, do you just put your head up to her? Is she burping you afterwards? Is that what's happening?
Are you grabbing at the bra?
Bit of reflux.
It's got good quality. Do you want me to run through the good qualities in here? Okay, it's good for building muscle. Breast milk.
Thank you.
It's become pretty popular with anyone looking to bulk up.
Bodybuilders buy it.
Exactly. Because it maintains important hormones and growth factors.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. More than cow's milk. Does.
Okay.
And you do look bigger today, I've got to say.
Yeah, you look massive.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
it tastes delicious, Ed. Hey.
Oh, look, it's really delicious, sweetheart.
It's sweet.
Isn't it like stevia and water?
It's so yum. Is that just me?
Can you alter the flavour of breast milk? Like, if you drink chocolate milk, does it affect, like, the flavour of your breast milk?
I don't think it's like pineapple juice and boys.
It can become more watery in hot weather.
Yeah, I think Grant's
now. Become more milky.
Grant thinks it's a Milo situation. It's not that. Thank you, Tiff. TiffXO.com.
Good on you, Tiff.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll take those calls. We'll go away and let's just see what Sydney has to say.
Yep. Fun. Let's talk to him next.
Okay.
131060. It's about, have you tried breast milk? Yes, I've tried my wife's breast milk.
No, you've taken it beyond trying. You're a connoisseur.
Yeah.
You're now having it. You're now demanding it every day like she's feeding you.
Not only that, you're cleaning off any bottle that little
you're
Arnie doesn't finish.
You're finishing the dregs of your child's bottles.
Listen,
you're a fiend.
Have you ever heard the phrase "mother's milk"? It is the most.
She's not your mum, mate.
Yeah, she's your wife.
She's your wife. We had a few calls come in. Amanda, let's just take the pulse of Sydney. Hi, Amanda.
Hey, Amanda.
Hi, guys.
What do you reckon, Dom?
Definitely not normal.
No. I think you represent 99.9% of the calls this morning. Again, breast milk, fantastic, great, do it. Breast is best. Not for 38-year-old men every day.
May I quiz Amanda for a moment, please?
Sure.
Amanda, you are how old?
Yes. I'm 26 now.
Okay, and are you a mother yourself, or are you talking about your own experiences?
My own experiences. Okay. So, year 9 in high school, child studies class,
Our teacher brought in her sister who had a little baby and we performed a test of formula to breast milk.
Wow.
This is so hectic.
And you're calling, Amanda, you are calling me weird, Amanda. Are you,
is this the same primary school that Grant went to? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thanks, Amanda.
I love you, Amanda. Movie tickets for you. That's fantastic.
Good call.
Ursula Carlson coming in next, say, 27. I better win there.
Oh, I don't know.
No.
Don't know about that.
Now, Ursula Carlson brings her brand new show, Studies Have Shown, to Sydney. It's coming this month. Enmore Theatre, 27th, and the concourse in Chatswood on the 28th of April. Tickets available through livenation.com.au. You would have seen her on Hughesy's show and on Have You Been Paying Attention. Ursula Carlson, a pleasure to have you
here. Yay! I love that enthusiasm this time of the morning. That's great.
It's all the breast milk we've been drinking. Yeah, we're all high.
Ursula, you were hearing, you heard out in the airlock. You want to weigh in on the situation that's currently happening?
Look, I just want to say that's weird.
Thanks for coming, Ursula.
How old are your kids?
I've got a 1-year-old and a 4-year-old.
And your wife has breastfeeding.
Breastfeeding. And,
and you know, can honestly sit here and tell me you've never tasted your wife's breast milk.
No, never even come on. There's a lot of stuff in life that I look at and go, I can see why it would be good, but I don't need to have it. It's like I look at marathons and I go, those people are fit.
Yeah.
I can see why they do it.
Yeah.
I don't need to do it.
I feel the same way about vegetarians. I get it.
Yeah, good
for
them.
You, but I like steak. Yeah, I got it.
Just because it's there doesn't mean you should.
So you were so sure she was going to be on your side.
Yeah, I thought I had Ursula on my side.
No, I'm a little disappointed, actually. Like, do you have the express ones? I missed that. Or do you have it straight from the container?
The boo?
Yeah, the boo.
As I keep saying, I'm not a weirdo. I have it out of a little bottle.
No, see, I think that makes it weirder.
Yeah, I reckon it does too.
If you accidentally stumble on it, you know, out of the container, you go, well, it fell out, and then I just cleaned it up. That's one thing. Uh-huh. But to actually sneak into the kitchen.
I don't sneak. She offers it to me.
He sneaks. Oh, he steals from his son.
That's weirder. Yeah. She goes, do you want it? My wife is all about making sure she saves stuff, but that is pushing it too.
Okay, so
leftovers.
Yeah, do you want got spaghetti bolognese and some breast milk? Which one?
Now, Urs, your show this year is called Studies Have Shown, and the key phrase, as you said to me off air earlier, Em, is that breakfast radio would be dead if not for the study or the survey.
It's the foundations that breakfast radio is built on. Studies Have Shown.
That is what sparked my show.
Thank God.
I listen to so much radio. Yeah. I don't listen to Spotify or that. I just listen to the radio because I feel you get a vibe for people in that specific area. And every radio DJ ever has gone, so Nikki, because there's always a Nikki somewhere.
100%.
I've got the study here, and it's always the most ridiculous things. And I know that if it wasn't for that, it would kill
the whole industry.
Oh, the House of Cards. House of Cards would be down. And also what I love is the people who fund the surveys are often mattress companies. Really scientific.
So what's one of your favourites, Ursh?
The weirdest one that I've discovered so far is the effects of cocaine on the honeybee.
Oh my God.
Who's got left over cocaine? What's happened with the bees is they just got a lot of confidence, started wearing tight blue pants and bow shoes and working advertising now.
It's the weirdest thing, isn't it?
I didn't even know bees had nostrils. What are we doing?
Well, there you go. That's a great study, Ursh. That's fantastic. Okay, Ursh, what's happening is when you're touring in the country at the moment is you're having to put on extra shows because people love you so much. So I bet this is going to happen. But the Enmore Theatre is April 27. The concourse in Chatswood, April 28. Tickets available through livenation.com.au to see the wonderful Ursula Carlson Studies Have Shown. You can see her on Hughesy. We Have a Problem. You'll be coming back on Have You Been Paying Attention when we start up again. It is a pleasure. And thanks for coming in. We've got for you a litre of breast milk.
Yay! Awesome. Studies have shown. Yay. Thanks, Urs.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
You know what we're not talking about enough, guys, is the Commonwealth Games.
Oh, we had a gold rush last night, guys.
Thank you. Including your daughter's training partner.
Yeah. What? Well, Marcella stopped doing aths a couple months ago. Devastated. That's not talking about. But she trains with Isis Holt, who, took out the 100 metres gold medal last night.
Incredible result.
Yeah, she's a great girl. But we had some good results. I have to say, I was not expecting in the track and field.
You did well say that. Yeah, you called it a couple of days ago. Said, "I hope you enjoyed the pool, Australia, because that's it. The tap stops."
Happy to be wrong.
I loved the women's javelin last night. Yes. Was really good too. Mm-hmm. First throw won the whole contest. That was a fantastic win.
That's great.
And when I keep tuning in, this audio is thanks to Channel 7 in a moment.
Thanks, Channel 7.
You'd have to say that they've found a way to give us as much of the games as they possibly can. I think they haven't got enough credit for this. So they got obviously the main Channel 7 channel. Mm. Then they got 7
Mate.
2.
Mate. And
yeah.
7
then
two.
There's, you're right. There's so many different ways
that you can
watch the Commonwealth Games. Yeah. This is what happened when I turned on the television yesterday. Hats off to you, Channel 7. Have a listen to all of the different ways they're allowing you to watch the games.
Welcome back, everyone. Wherever you are right across Australia, you can stay connected to the Commonwealth Games. Just download the 7Com Games app. Still plenty to come this afternoon. Beach volleyball, our women not far away from stepping onto Coolangatta Beach. Quarterfinals action, we'll be taking you there this afternoon. Kookaburras in the men's hockey up against Canada. Also this afternoon, 9 gold tonight on offer. Last night of the swimming competition at the Optus Aquatic Centre. And just a reminder about weightlifting and hockey. That's on the 7Com Games app.
If you'd like to keep watching the cycling, that's over on 7.2 after 30 episodes in a row of The Vicar of Dibley. If you want to watch the lawn bowls, can't imagine why. If you want to watch the air rifle, there's a troll under a bridge. If you can answer his riddle, he will let you pass. And if not, he will kill you. If you'd like to continue watching the gymnastics, they're being projected onto the back of Koshy's big bald head. So just follow him around if you want to see that. And if you want to watch the end of the triathlon, just jump into the Channel 7 time machine, grab yourself a VHS and enjoy 1996. And for those hoping to watch the 50K walk, get a life.
So many options.
So great.
Good afternoon.
Oh, good song.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Here we go.
Let's hold hands.
Nah.
Okay.
No. I can't.
Sorry. Too soon.
Mark Zuckerberg has finished giving his evidence about the Cambridge Analytica data scandal in front of US Congress people.
Poor guy. I have to say, like, there's a lot of unkind things. Now people are wanting proof of human life. They're saying that he's an alien sent from the planet Zuckerberg.
Well, that was Jim Carrey that put
it. Yes, it was Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey did that.
And I tell you, there's some great tweets rolling around. My favourite one was from Ben Shapiro. It must be fun being Zuckerberg and knowing you have dick pics of roughly 63% of the people questioning you and you can unleash them at any time.
Well, isn't that interesting? Because this is poking the bear. He is sitting
100%.
There. And if you've read anything about Mark Zuckerberg, he is the type of bloke to hold a grudge. He is the type of bloke to erase your very existence from the founding of the company that you financed.
Mm. So you think there's a lot of ginger question asking in that hearing?
No, no, no. I think
people
going
too
hard.
Afraid?
I think they're going hard now.
Yeah.
And I think that in the future, then secretly some data just, end up some places.
Yeah. The senator dressed in his wife's wedding dress may come out at some point. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Yep.
But the thing is also, there's all this. So he sat on a cushion to appear taller. During the hearings. And he's very uncomfortable. The way he drinks his water is being mocked and ridiculed because he kind of does it with a straight arm. It's quite robotic.
Sort of,
but also the interesting point was that he was asked, obviously, was his own personal data breach. And we were talking off air. He would be under constant attack, don't you reckon?
Yeah,
like
definitely.
It would be a hacker's scalp.
Be a dream,
If he can get in there.
Definitely.
And so this was his answer. Were you hacked as well?
Was your data included in the data sold to the malicious third parties? Your personal data?
Yes.
It was. Are you willing to change your business model in the interest of protecting individual privacy?
Congresswoman, we have made and are continuing to make changes to reduce the amount of data.
No, are you willing to change your business model in the interest of protecting individual privacy?
Congresswoman, I'm not sure what that means.
Well, I'll follow up with you on it.
And he mentions, like, I started this company in my dorm room a few times.
Interesting. And he keeps saying the word I, and, like, he didn't. The website. The
Winklevosses are like,
yes.
Hey, guys.
Mm. And the other guy that he scrubbed out as
completely.
Well. He just can't help himself. Do you know, I knew someone once who's, I said, oh, add me on Facebook. I said, what's your name? She said, Cynthia. I said, last name. She goes, no, no, I was in the next dorm to Mark Zuckerberg. So there's a group of 100 of us at Harvard that have our first names.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. First name only.
Because let's not forget, this was some nerds wanting to rate hot girls in a gross fashion at college.
I did ask her about that. I said, so, oh, right. And the way it started, and she's like, oh, yeah, Mark was weird. But, yeah, it was great. Mark was weird. But it was a great way of keeping in touch.
And now we've got Russia and Trump. Thank you so much, horny nerds.
It is quite here's a good news story. Mm-hmm. Because it's a win for the good guys.
Oh, tell me.
During this time, Mark Zuckerberg, the share price has gone up to the point where Mark is now over $2 billion richer.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, my God. Just after this Senate hearing.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's cloudy.
It's cloudy.